talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There was a very astute observation of John Bolton about Mike Pompeo, crooked Mike Pompeo. Remember John Bolton? He was the walrus mustache idiot. He was a year behind me in college, whom I knew in the Connecticut student legislature. It was kind of like a boys' state on steroids for college kids in Connecticut. John Bolton was a right-wing guy, even when he was 18 years old. Well, he has told it like it is on some things. He chickened out and wouldn't testify in front of the Senate and the House committees, especially the House committee and the impeachment. But he wrote a book basically setting out his testimony. And here's what he said about crooked Mike Pompeo, and it's true. He said, Pompeo is not able, it's impossible for him to, quote, rewrite history on his negotiations with the Taliban, end quote. And that's very important because in this debate right now about what to do going forward in Afghanistan and with the Taliban and so on, you know my point of view, pretty explicit point of view. What's happening now is that Trump and Pompeo, why Pompeo? Crooked Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, bad news. Because he was thinking of running for the Senate from Kansas. And then at the last minute, he got out. But he's floating his name, believe it or not, for president in 2024. Now, does he think he can be president in 2024? Only a fool would think that. But whenever somebody like Pompeo, a long shot, announces for president, he really wants to be vice president. He wants to be on the ticket, get in the game. And if you looked at his heart of hearts, basically he wants to get back in the game, period, maybe even in the cabinet of a new president. And of course, they're not going to elect a president in 2024 because the Republican Party betrayed the country to Putin and to the Taliban already under Trump. In any event, Pompeo has been going around and Trump has been going around attacking Biden for trying to get people out of Afghanistan right now after Trump set a May 1 deadline. Biden increased it to August 31, my own view, and I've said this before. I don't think Biden should have given a hard deadline to give the Taliban some excuse, a red line and so forth. But in any event, Trump was the guy that let 5,000 ISIS and Taliban terrorists out to kill Americans and kill Afghan interpreters. He's the guy that negotiated with the Taliban with Pompeo's approval and support. Pompeo appeared in official portraits with the Taliban, grinning at each other, gripping and grinning, shaking hands, murderers, Nazis, people who commit sectarian racial murder. Crooked Mike Pompeo was with them. Now Crooked Mike Pompeo and Crooked Donald Trump are going, oh, Biden's a bad guy. We could have taken care of the Taliban. You sure did take care of them. You took care of them good. You ratified them, recognized them. You agreed. They bullied you, and you agreed to leave in 14 months from that meeting, which was May 1. You posed for photographs with the Taliban leader, Abdul Ghani Baradar, because he was released from prison, terrorist prison, at your insistence. You met with him in Qatar. Qatar is spelled Q-A-T-A-R. I like Qatar. Some people say Qatar. Bernie Sanders says Qatar. I like that a lot. And you cut out the Afghan government. Only John Bolton has said like it is. And I knew John Bolton when he was 18 years old. He was right wing. He did not have a mustache. Now he has a walrus mustache, but he hasn't changed a bit. And the one thing I will say about the guy, right wing nut, but he says, he calls it like it is in some things, even against his own party. And he's the one that said that crooked Mike Pompeo, it's impossible for him to rewrite history. And he's right. Going to the lines, Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're first. What's on your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
You're hitting out of the park today, Matt, because, you know, that yesterday, you know, I listened to the Devils. There was Sandy and CJ of Matt, you know, that I don't know if we're saying this, but a couple of right-wing callers called him the Devil's Advocate, and they were giving the nonsense about, you know, Biden's fault, you know, that he betrayed us, he's a traitor and all this. And I go, and they were saying that, well, yes or no questions, who signed the agreement with the Taliban? I mean, that who let 5,000 Afghan, ferocious Afghan fighters go? It was Trump, you know, who let go of their leader, you know, who's now the guy that's their presumptive president of Afghanistan. You know, it was not Joe Biden, it was Donald Trump and Mike Pompeo. I mean, who made sure that the $2,500 troops that were still left there, all the equipment they got left behind, why wasn't all that equipment either brought back, or was it just spiked when and destroyed before they could just turn it over to the Taliban? It was Donald Trump. I mean, Donald Trump is responsible for 99% of the problems that are happening over there in the current situation right now, and Joe Biden is left cleaning up the mess that the frat boys of the Donald Trump administration left in the White House. They had a big old party, and they left this mess for Biden to clean up, and that it's remarkable. There's how many hundreds of, you know, probably is 110, 115,000 people that have been evacuated there at this point in time, because it was 104,000 yesterday. I mean, it just is, they've invented this fiction that what I called in the Tom Hartman say, it occurred to me that they've rewritten history. It's a fiction book now. It's like Ayn Rand stories with Rourke and Galt, right, where these fictional characters are heroes, and they've written a whole narrative that, you know, Donald Trump is like Arnold Schwarzenegger with you know, six-pack abs and muscles like Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he's bravely going into battle. And Mr. Bone Spurs Donald Trump, who did not want to go to Vietnam and didn't go. I mean, they've rewritten a fictional character of Donald Trump. They have a fictional character of Donald Trump now, who is this, you know, honest man who's never, you know, never done anything wrong.
Yeah, well, and that's not going to fly. And John Bolton, the walrus mustache John Bolton, just said it. He just said it's impossible for Mike Pompeo to rewrite history. Crooked Mike Pompeo and crooked Donald Trump cannot rewrite history of what they did. They posed for pictures with Abdul Ghani Baradar, a terrorist who they released from prison to kill our people. They ain't going to do it. Going back to the lines, Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Dick?
Well, I guess you do give Bolton a little credit, but, you know, Matt, even a broken clock's right twice a day. So that's probably where I ended with him. He's finally got one right. Something that I'm really sick of the networks doing is touting out these people. Denise Jordan, who worked for W, and they actually have her commenting on things this morning on MSNBC. The only thing that woman could have said that would have made me happy is, my boss is an idiot that got us into this in the first place, and he's probably down in Texas painting some ridiculous watercolor right now and doesn't have much of anything to say about it. But it just galls me. But then also to the situation still there, you know, I'm reading that the State Department was telling people, the American citizens, to get out of there a year ago, early on in Biden's administration. And if you didn't have the wherewithal to get out money-wise, we'll do it for you, and still they don't. Now, I know this is a really poor analogy, but it kind of reminds me, when is the onus ever on these people to get the heck out when you're told to? Like, every spring in Madison, the sheriff's department has to go fish somebody out of the water. I know it's nothing compared to this, that stayed out on the ice too long. You know, what in hell's name are you still doing in that country? I understand.
Right. Well, how about this? What if you're the El Cajon, California PTA, and you go, about a month ago, you go, hey, it might be neat to go to Afghanistan on a field trip.
Yeah, great.
We're going to take 16 parents and 20 kids. Are you kidding me? They did it. They did it.
I know. That's what I'm saying, man. It's just insane. And then to stand back and scratch your head and say, well, how did this happen? No, I just, you know, for the life of me, I don't get how people can lay this at Biden's doorstep 100%. I mean, it's 20 years of a horrible, horrible folly that we were in. And now, there was no, in my opinion, there was never going to be a good way to get out.
Right. Well, how about the last 2,500 troops when everybody else is out, as they get on the plane, suddenly there'll be, you know, one plane load left. What if they get swarmed? I think we're going to have a fleet of aircraft in the sky ready to bomb the living smithereens out of everything within a mile if they pull that stuff. We got to be careful. We got to really, really be careful with our guys over there. They're being very, very badly treated. And you're right. I mean, how do you get out? What Trump did to recognize the Taliban, to recognize them in Vienna. The Vienna was the site of a pan-European Congress in like 1816. It is an historic place. It's an historic place. I mean, why not invite them to Athens or Rome or London or someplace, you know, and praise them? What? Praise? Are you kidding? Are you kidding? And that's what he did. And they posed for holy pictures with this guy, the head of, now he's the head of the Taliban, the murderer, who's letting ISIS-K out of Pakistan in through checkpoints to kill Marines and a medic. They met with them, they posed for pictures, and they're going, oh, this isn't going well. I'm tired of this. The lines are still alive. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go and tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.